ورحمة الله وبركاته نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن الكريم والفرقان الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إِنَّا جَعَلْنَاكُمْ أُمَّةً وَسَطًا لِتَكُونُوا شُهَدَاءَ عَلَى النَّاسِ وَيَكُونُ الرَّسُولُ عَلَيْكُمْ شَهِيدًا وَقَالَ النَّبِيُّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ طَلَبُ الْعِلْمِ فَرِيضَةٌ عَلَى كُلِّ مُسْلِمٍ وَقَالَ النَّبِيُّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ لَا يُؤْمِنُ أَحَدُكُمْ حَتَّى أَكُونَ أَحَبَّ إِلَيْهِ مِنْ وَالِدِهِ وَوَلَدِهِ وَالنَّاسِ أَجْمَعِينَ صدق الله مولانا العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم ونحن على ذلك من الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين Believing brothers and sisters in Islam, Alhamdulillah, we praise and we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We praise and thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the life that He has given us. We praise and we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for allowing us to come for another Jumu'ah, another majlis whereby we can hear about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, about His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And in the bayan before the khutbah inshallah, we sit with the intent that when we hear these things inshallah, we will put them into practice. And may Allah forgive the speaker for whatever ills or whatever mistakes he might say. My dear believing brothers and sisters, the ayah that we have quoted from the Holy Quran, إِنَّا جَعَلْنَاكُمْ أُمَّةً وَسَطًا Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala informs mankind in the Holy Quran and He tells us about the ummah, this ummah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as opposed to all the previous nations, the ummah of Musa, the ummah of Isa, the ummah of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us إِنَّا جَعَلْنَاكُمْ أُمَّةً وَسَطًا Certainly, we have made you a moderate or a just nation, a moderate or a just group. لِتَكُونُوا عَلَى النَّاسِ شُهَدَاءَ عَلَى النَّاسِ So that you all may be witnesses and testifiers upon mankind. وَيَكُونُ الرَّسُولُ عَلَيْكُمْ شَهِيدًا And also that the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he will be a witness and a testifier on our behalf, inshallah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, my dear respected brothers and sisters, He is informing us here of an incident that is going to take place on the Day of Judgment, Yawmul Qiyamah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, my dear respecting and believing brothers and sisters, is telling us of a state on the Day of Judgment wherein it will be Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be the judge and there will be witnesses and some will be testifying against others. Some will be witnesses for one another and some will be intercessors for some. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, my dear respected brothers and sisters here, is informing us that we, the ummah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, will be testifying against all those previous nations who used to exceed the limits with regards to whatever their prophet had come with. Sometimes some of them have exceeded it and they have believed that their prophet was a god. Some of them have exceeded the limits and have believed that their prophet was the son of God. Some of them have exceeded and believed that their prophets of their time was God in himself. My dear respected brothers and sisters, at that time on the Day of Judgment inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to allow the ummah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to be witnesses against them. That no, all these prophets and all these anbiya alayhim salatu wa salam that had come to you all, they had taught you that which was upright. They had taught you tawheed. They had taught you that there is none worthy of worship but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they had also taught you that they were only a prophet and they were not a god. They did not preach that they were a god. They did not preach that they were something to be worshipped, nor did they preach that they were the son of God or anything of that nature. And my dear respected brothers and sisters, a virtue A virtue which we cannot thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enough for is that we will be amongst those, inshallah, witnesses and testifying against such people that no, these prophets never came on the face of the earth and they never said something like that, nor did they ever make such claims. And the other ummahs, my dear respected brothers and sisters, the kuffar from amongst them, the unbelievers from amongst them who have deviated, they will say, "You were not there. You were not there, so how can you testify? How can you testify against us? You were not there." Then the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَيَكُونُ الرَّسُولَ عَلَيْكُمْ شَهِيدًا inshaAllah. Our messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, our beloved messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he will testify, yes, what they are saying is truth. They were not there, but I came with that from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I came with what my Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent me with, and I am testifying that what these people are saying is truth. And alhamdulillah, thumma alhamdulillah, in the Holy Quran, we as Muslims, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he teaches us that we are a moderate nation, we are a just nation, and we are those who testify with that which is truth and that which is moderate. And in the end of Surah Al-Baqarah, this is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, آمن الرسول بما أنزل إليه من ربه والمؤمنون كل آمن بالله وملائكته وكتبه ورسله. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, my dear believing brothers and sisters, that the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and those who follow him, those who believe in the messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they believe in all the books, all the scriptures that have come before, and we also believe and we also accept in the prophets. We also accept in the prophets that have come before, and we do not exceed the limits with regards to the prophets that have come before. And believing in this test, believing in the Holy Quran itself is enough for us to be witnesses against such people, witnesses against such people who have denied their prophets or who have exceeded the limits of their prophets from before. And alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has named us, he has named us and labeled us as ummata wasata, as those, the moderate nation and the just nation. My dear respected brothers and sisters, as Maulana Shiraz has mentioned, we are coming to the end of the month of Rabi al-Awwal. We are coming to the end of the month of Rabi al-Awwal. And as we know, the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, at some time in the month of Rabi al-Awwal, he was born. He was a human being and he was born in the month of Rabi al-Awwal. And just as some people in the past have exceeded and gone beyond the limits with regards to their prophets, likewise, my dear respected brothers and sisters, the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he has taught us a bit about the deviant sects of this ummah. He has taught us that the Jews and the Christians were divided into 72 sects, and our nation and our ummah will be divided into 73. And the only one who will be saved is that who holds unto that which he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is upon, and that which his companions they are upon. And that's where we get Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah, the people of the Sunnah, the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wal Jama'ah, the companions of the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They were upon Haq also. They were the students of the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and they were taught how to be upon guidance and how to be the ummata wasata. And alhamdulillah, from their time until now, my dear respected brothers and sisters, we are considered to be the ummata wasata, and we will remain the ummata wasata as long as we follow their teachings, as long as we follow the traditions of the Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as long as we look into the lives of the Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his companions. My dear respected brothers and sisters, when we look into it, learn about it and practice it inshallah, we will still remain from amongst the ummata wasata. We will still remain from amongst the ummata wasata. Believing brothers and sisters, there are some people in the ummah who have exaggerated. There are some people in the ummah who have exaggerated in the love for the Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They have exaggerated in the characteristics of the Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They have exaggerated in the attributes of the Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Some of them have loved him so much and have become devout to him so much that they think that the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, some of the attributes of Allah are also attached to him. But we, my dear respected brothers and sisters, followers of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, we do not get involved in those types of aqeedah. We do not think that the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is here, there and everywhere. And we do not think that if we mention the name of the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam here, then he will be here. And if in Jama Masjid right now in Port of Spain, they are mentioning the name of the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and they say sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we do not believe that the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will be there. On the contrary, alhamdulillah, the traditions of the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam teaches us that the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is in his grave. The Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is in his grave, alive, alhamdulillah. And if we are by his grave and we send darood and salutations upon the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he will hear it inshallah. And if we are away from him and we send darood, then there are some angels appointed to send this darood upon the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this is our aqeedah according to Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. And this is what the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught us from his traditions. And as long as we follow this, my dear respected brothers and sisters, we will still be considered as those who are remaining upon the path of Ummata Wasata and the moderate Ummah. Some people have exaggerated, and this has, and because of that exaggeration, it has taken them out from Ummata Wasata. It has taken them out from the Ummata Wasata. My dear respected brothers and sisters, Islam teaches us a lot about moderateness. Islam teaches us a lot about being just. Islam teaches us about taking the middle course. Islam never teaches us about castration and about being a monkhood, about being in monkhood and going in seclusion only, my dear respected brothers and sisters. Islam teaches us about worshipping Allah, coming into the masjid, 5 times daily salah for the males. We come to the masjid and then we go out and work. We come back to our wives, we come back to our children. We spend quality time with our families. And my dear respected brothers and sisters, like that, Islam teaches us about tawassut. Islam teaches us about moderateness. Islam does not teach us that we only come to the masjid and we stay in the masjid and we segregate ourselves from mankind, and we segregate ourselves from women, and we segregate ourselves away from our children, and we do not have a family life. No, alhamdulillah, when we look into the life of the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنًا لِمَنْ كَانَ يَرْجُ اللَّهَ وَالْيَوْمَ الْآخِرَ وَذَكَرَ اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا. Certainly in the life of the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is a beautiful example. It is a beautiful example for those who are wanting of the akhirah. Those who want Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, those who want to gain the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and want to gain the akhirah. My dear respected brothers and sisters, the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked Hadha Aisha, look into the traditions of what Hadha Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha mentions, and we will see that the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was a beautiful husband. Look into the traditions, my dear respected brothers and sisters. We will see from the statements of Hadha Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha, the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was a very beautiful father. He was an exemplar. He was an exemplar of being a father. He was an exemplar of being a husband. Look into the traditions, my dear respected brothers and sisters. We will see how the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he taught mankind, and he taught the male folk also how to deal with children. And he also taught the male folk not to distance ourselves from children and not to be harsh from children. On the contrary, the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he used to deal kindly with children, my dear respected brothers and sisters. He used to kiss them, alhamdulillah. And he used to say that whosoever has mercy, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will show mercy upon them. But whosoever does not have mercy, Allah will not show mercy upon them, my dear respected brothers and sisters. Ummata wasata. We are the ummata wasata. The Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he has taught us how to be the Ummata Wasata. He has taught us how to be the Ummata Wasata. And in this month of Rabi al-Awwal, my dear respected brothers and sisters, many people will have gatherings and they will mention about the seerah and the biography of the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And some of them will even mention wrong things. And as we are on the topic of moderateness, some will go beyond that moderate line and start to mention distant and far beliefs about the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And it is important, alhamdulillah, and it is important to get our information from proper people, from proper scholars. It is important that we do not get ourselves involved in the wrong gatherings and in the wrong assemblies. And at the same time, my dear respected brothers and sisters, there is nothing wrong. There is nothing wrong with listening and hearing about the biography of the Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, listening to the seerah of the Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, listening about the birth and the miraculous birth about the Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because alhamdulillah it was miraculous in itself. It was something miraculous, and the Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his life, his birth, everything about him, it is deserving to be spoken about, my dear respected brothers and sisters. It is deserving to be told about, and it is deserving to be heard about. But not only in this month, my dear respected brothers and sisters. Not only in the month of Rabi'ul Awwal. Not only in the month of Rabi'ul Awwal. So therefore, my dear respected brothers and sisters, on the line of being moderate also, we have to understand that sometimes we might look at people and they might be extremists. We might look at people and yes, they may have exaggerated in the love of the Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They may have exaggerated in certain attributes of the Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the extent, inshallah, the extent of association or disassociation, we should seek the advice of our ulama of with regards to that, inshallah. But the point that we are making right now, inshallah, is that everything in itself, we need to look at it. We need to look at it and analyze it, my dear respected brothers and sisters, and not totally throw it out of the window and think that it is totally bad, and then we are deprived of certain things. Because this is how shaitan also, my dear respected brothers and sisters, this is how shaitan, who is our open enemy, he will make us think that thing is totally bad, stay away from it in totality, and then we deprive ourselves of certain things, whereby if we had looked at it and we have analyzed it, we would have been able to take certain things, my dear respected brothers and sisters, which would have been a benefit to us and our families in this world as well as in the akhirat. In this world as well as in the akhirat. So my dear respected brothers and sisters, we should not allow shaitan to make us think that we always need to be on one side and people are always on the other side. We always need to be on one side and people are always on the other side. My dear respected brothers and sisters, we as Muslims, we need to understand that being a moderate religion, being a moderate ummah, we have to look at things and we have to be amongst the company of those who can teach us, and we have to learn and we have to seek knowledge. The Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Talabul ilmi faridatun ala kulli muslim." To seek knowledge is compulsory upon every believer. To seek knowledge is compulsory upon every believer. And my dear respected brothers and sisters, we have to seek and we have to learn. We have to read, alhamdulillah, there are certain things that are clear cut. We can read about the color of dress of the Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We can read about the hair of the Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We can read about certain qualities of the Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And there are certain things that when we read it, we may not understand. So alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He has made such a system in place whereby we have ulama and we have tulaba around, whereby we can seek knowledge, we can seek information, alhamdulillah. When we do not know something, we should go to those people who are seeking knowledge and those people who know, inshallah, and they will answer, Wallahu A'lam. They will answer, Wallahu A'lam. And this is the manner how we have to go about it, my dear respected brothers and sisters. And this is the manner that we have to adopt. For, on the contrary, my dear respected brothers and sisters, sometimes we adopt the mentality that we have to stay away from this one and we have to stay away from that one. But the benefits and the fruits of what we can obtain from such people, my dear respected brothers and sisters, we do not obtain it. And then we find that throughout our lives, things that we could have been practicing upon, we would have thought that was something wrong. We would have thought that was something wrong, but we did not seek knowledge. We did not find out if that was something good in itself, or we did not find out that portion is wrong, but this portion is good. So therefore, we should take that which is good and leave out that which is bad. And my dear respected brothers and sisters, because of this not finding out, we deprived ourselves from becoming close to Allah. We deprive ourselves from becoming close to Allah, and we deprived ourselves from following the sunnah of the Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So my dear respected brothers and sisters, alhamdulillah, we are from a moderate religion, we are from a moderate ummah. We are from a moderate ummah, and yes, alhamdulillah, as we are mentioning, the Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his biography and his seerah, it is not only deserving to be mentioned in the month of Rabi'ul Awwal, but in the 12 months, my dear respected brothers and sisters, in the 12 months, we must always be mentioning the life of the Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, mentioning about how he lived amongst people and the qualities that he adopted in his life, that if we adopt it in our lives, inshallah, we would also be successful in this world as well as in the akhirah. akhirah. My dear respected brothers and sisters, if we are moderate inshallah, and we do not say that we are not going to follow this and we are not going to follow that, but we try our best to implement something one day at a time inshallah, and we are moderate, and we seek the advice of our ulama, we seek knowledge, we learn inshallah, and we try to follow the Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam to the best of our ability, then inshallah, my dear respected brothers and sisters, threading the path of deen will be easy. As the Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he has mentioned in a tradition that whosoever tries to make ghulu in deen, the English of which is, whosoever tries to make ghulu in deen, then they will find deen so difficult. They will find deen so difficult that they will not be able to practice the deen of the Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whosoever tries to make ghulu in deen, my dear respected brothers and sisters, and go too high or go too low, my dear respected brothers and sisters, they could go so high that they are not that at that equilibrium of being moderate, that they can come out of the pale of Islam. And if a person is too low, then my dear respected brothers and sisters, we do not know if that lowness will cause us to fall short on the day of judgment, fall short of deeds, my dear respected brothers and sisters. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give you and me the tawfiq, my dear respected brothers and sisters, to be moderate. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give you and me the tawfiq inshallah to try to seek knowledge, learn about Allah, learn about His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and find out about those things which are confusing us. Find out about those things which we need to find out and are not clear cut, my dear respected brothers and sisters. Lest the shaitan entrap us in its snares, and that he take us away from Sirat al-Mustaqim. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.